Coronation Day by Kay Breland, read by Penelope MacDonald. Prologue. Summer 1939, Park Road Pool, Hornsey.
Leave her alone, Vic, for God's sake. You make her blub again and we'll all get chucked out. Lifeguard's got his eye on us.
Christopher Wilde jerked his head towards a tanned, brawny fellow garbed in swimming trunks. From his vantage point, seated at the top of an A-frame ladder, the lifeguard had a clear view over the Lido, and at present had his stern expression fixed on them. Vic shrugged off the warning, intent on swaggering over to the group of schoolgirls to continue teasing them. Christopher grabbed his pal's arm and yanked him back. The youngest girl was crying and being comforted by her bathing-costumed friends. At intervals, the group was throwing dirty looks at the party of youths.
Only having a bit of a lark with her, bleeding crybaby she is.
Ain't a lark if she's hurt, is it?
Christopher pointed out and shoved Vic Wilson down onto the grass next to some of their pals. He just prevented him again trying to creep up behind Grace Coleman to nudge her into the deep end of the pool. The first time he'd done it, Vic had given the lame excuse that he was teaching her to swim. Christopher thought Vic a good pal on the whole, but knew he could be spiteful and stupid too. Christopher sat down next to Vic. Most of the members of their little gang were lying back, basking in the July sun's warmth. Christopher remained seated on the parched grass, with his arms clasped around his raised knees. He subtly watched the group of girls, and in particular Grace, who was knuckling her bloodshot eyes and pushing rat's tails of drenched hair back from her forehead. She'd managed to hang onto the side of the pool after Vic had given her a hefty bump, sending her off balance and into the water. Although she disappeared beneath the surface...